We have a slight adjustment to the schedule. Hunter Rhodes, you here? Are you prepared to go forward?
Yes, sir.
First Sergeant Green, we've got a couple of license and permit actions that need to be undertaken. First Sergeant?
You're going to start with the ones you have in the back, tab 14, which is Mr. Nelson.
Tab 14, Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson here?
In this particular case, Commissioner, Mr. Nelson wasn't notified 10 days prior to the commission meeting that he had appeared before the commission. We had a tough time getting up with this fellow. He was notified on December the 8th.
Mr. Nelson, well, if he's not here, then what we would do in order to assure his procedural rights is continue it to the January meeting, but that in and of itself punishes him for another month by not being here. So,
well, he has nothing that or anything that was seized,
okay,
as far as his personal property.
That's next. Mr. Nelson then is continuing until he requests to come before the commission. What's next?
Next will be Mr. Lawson, I believe.
Did you say that?
We can go to Mr. Henry Charles Parker. He's next in my book.
All right.
Mr. Parker is kind
of... Mr. Parker here is not here.
No, sir. He has contacted the Lieutenant Colonel, and he has health issues, and has, I believe in your packet, you'll see a information from his doctor as well, and a note that he sent to the Lieutenant Colonel stating that he could not be here due to his health condition at this time.
What is
this
violation? What is this reference to?
Uncalled orders, possession of uncalled orders.
In which the license or permit was removed?
The permit was removed, yes, sir. Now, on these three particular individuals that we have on the agenda, the permits that were seized from them are no longer valid anyways, because that season has gone past. It was for the areas in the Rappahannock River that the permit was only good for that particular area, and they've been closed since December 1st.
Okay, so
we didn't seize anything else.
So at this point, what would we be doing? Authorize them to get another permit if they've or is this just a...
Just a recommendation for punishment, I guess, or just, you know, or probation.
Okay.
For these three individuals. Mr. Lawson, who is after Mr. Parker, he was served in time, and I would assume he should be.
Have these gone to court yet?
No, sir, they have not.
Well, I think what we've got is a situation where if they needed a permit, they have the right to come before the commission and petition to have their permit reinstated. The permits are no longer active at this point, and I think, First Sergeant, at this point, is that pursuant to Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia, we cannot take any administrative action against their license until they've convicted. So I think what we probably need to do is wait to see what the results of the court are and then bring them back, if need be, before the commission. But normally under the repeat offender statute or the repeat offender guidelines, they have to obtain three violations in a year or a violation of the regulation. If you operate under the regulation, I think what we would do is wait until one violation, then bring them back.
Correct.
Unless you want to correct me.
This was basically a procedure of the permits. This was, I guess, a standard protocol for coming before the commission when you have something seized. And it states that the commission is the only one that has the authority to give the property back, regardless of whether it was adjudicated in court or not. But due to the fact that these have not gone to trial and the permit is no good,
and we don't have any tangible property that we have seized.
No tangible, not from these individuals that are on the agenda. Now, we do have some individuals that want to speak today that we have tangible property,
okay,
that were seized last week and the week before. They just showed up to appear to try to get their stuff back early.
Okay, so I guess for these three, since the permits have already expired, I think we'll move on to the ones that have
okay.
property.
Okay.
That pleases the commission. Who's first?
Yes, sir. Mr. Green.
Full name, please, Jamie.
Go ahead.
State your name, please, for the record.
Richard Green.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
May Almighty God, I do.
Proceed, officer.
Yes, sir. On the 24th, Complete of offense would be, just give me a second. I got so many different files here. It's on the 16th of December 2005, which was Friday.
2005?
Yes. Oh, these are previous offenses. I'm sorry. I apologize. I got to get back on the right page here. Third of December 2009 at 10:30. Mr. Green was charged in possession of uncalled oysters in the Majak Bay area, oystering on the public rock. His dredge and permit license was seized for that ground.
Pursuant to the regulation.
And he was informed the only way he could get that back pre going to court and get adjudicated would be coming before the commission and having it released by the commission to him.
Mr. Green, what do you have to say?
Well, we did have uncalled oysters. We were barely over the limit. I think over in East Rove, I don't know if y'all are familiar with this particular, we got a lot of different rocks. East Rove is a particular rock that is very difficult because the oysters, they grow to about 3.25, 3.5 maybe, and they get a thin bill on them.
Exactly.
And this bill, I can throw a legal oyster in my pile, and when he gets in the pile, moving around, you break the bill off, and I've got an illegal oyster. And you can't hand pick and mark every single oyster. What we do, they put the oysters on the board. You pick your biggest oysters off, and you rake the other stuff overboard because you ain't got time to go, you know, with each individual because you can't make no money, obviously. But practically everything that's thrown in the pile is a legal oyster. Sometimes in rough weather, when the rail bed, the dredges will hit the side of the boat, and you'll have some oysters, maybe a spat, or something will fall in the pile. We go in there and try to keep this stuff out. You can't help that because of the sheer fact of the well and the boat rolling and tossing the boat, and the shells are going. But we try to maintain and keep that stuff under calm. The bulk of the oysters they cull us for is the ones that was just barely under 3 inches. And we do our best, and I think the bulk of the watermen there do their best. Now, I ain't saying you ain't got some that's ready there to try to do something wrong. We know how it is, but the vast majority of watermen are honest, hardworking people, and that's why we were there. We're trying to do a good job, and we did our best to keep it right, and I thought we was pretty close.
Sergeant Green, what's the staff recommendation?
12 months probation starting today. Immediately, any violations within that 12-month period, he has to come before the commission again.
And return his permit and dredge?
Return his permit and dredge immediately.
Any questions of the commission? Matters before the commission?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion. Who's second? Motion made by Mr. Bowden, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Appreciate you trying to do the best you can and understand how it goes.
It's a very difficult job.
Yes, sir. I know it is. So is theirs.
You can hold off and I'll give you a number to call as soon as we can walk out.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Who's next?
Thank you.
And for the record, Mr. Green, is that Mr. Green in the can to you?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
I was hoping the answer was going to be no, but anyway, see what I get for asking.
All right, let's do Mr. McPherson, Gordon McPherson.
Mr. McPherson. So I swear the testimony about to give you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self to God.
Yes, sir.
Gordon McPherson, for the record. What do you have, Sergeant?
Commissioner, on the 11th of December 2009, which was last Friday, Mr. McPherson was charged with having a possession of uncalled oysters in the Majak Bay area, the public dredge scrape area, which would be the mouth of East River, just like Mr. Green stated, same location. He was charged with possession of uncalled oysters, and his dredge and license were seized on the spot pursuant to the regulation code. We informed him as well that he had to come before the commission. The recommendation for Mr. McPherson is the same for Mr. Green, 12 months probation starting immediately.
Mr. McPherson, what do you have to say?
No, that's just about it. Everything, you know, like he said, was close and everything. So,
okay.
The only thing I can say is I have to fire my cold boy.
Questions of the gentleman? Matters before the commission.
We'll take staff recommendation.
Second. Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Fox. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. McPherson.
Aye. I think I have one more, Mr. Hudgens. I believe that's
Mr. Hudgens. Raise your right hand. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. State your full name, please.
David Wayne Hudgens.
Thank you, Mr. Hudgens.
This one also happened last Friday on the 11th of December 2009. Mr. Hudgens was charged with possession of uncoaled oysters while dredging in the Magic Bay area on a public rock. We seized his dredge and his license as well as his mates on the rock itself, and informed Mr. Hudgens as well that he needed to come before the commission if he wanted it before court.
How about the mate? Is the mate here? Yes. Do we take action against the mate?
He was charged as well with possession of uncoaled oysters. His permit was seized. The permit that was seized that he had after I looked at the permits and started investigating a little bit was actually an issued different gear code. He actually got the wrong permit and doesn't even realize it. I was going to inform him and educate him on that when we leave here to let him know that that was only good for Tangier Pocomoke Sound area. So I will be giving him his permit back when we leave and inform him he could go and purchase the right license.
What's the
mate's Mr. Lowe, Jonathan Raymond Lowe.
What's the recommendation on?
12 months probation starting immediately. Any violations within 12 months, come back before the commission, release his equipment and his license back to him.
Mr. Hudgens?
Yeah, Mr. Green pretty much said the same thing. I mean, he was all there. I think all of us was there together. The oysters are so close there. It's almost impossible to get everyone, you know what I mean?
Like, yes, sir.
Green said to check everyone is just hard to do. The day we did get caught, and I'd like to document this too, the day that we was stopped, it was blowing about 25 miles that day, and I think these guys will testify to that. The inspector that come on side of my boat, and I think Mr. Miller, did a lot of damage to the side of my boat.
Isn't that currently under investigation by law enforcement?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. I don't guess that has a lot to do with the oysters because they did catch me with the uncalled oysters. I understand that part. But it was kind of a safety issue, too. Like you said, with the boat rocket and rolling and the dredge, you know what I mean? That's pretty much, you know, Mr. Green pretty much said.
I think he covered it pretty well.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's right. Magic is it's different Rapid. I mean, they're all great big oysters usually up there. I mean, you know, just down there, it's so many, it's so close.
All right. Matt, questions of the commission? Matters before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
There's a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Now, thank you, Mr. Hedges. The question I've got, Mr. Lowe, is you caught him with a violation.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lowe also doesn't get a free pass, I wouldn't think, because he had the wrong license or gear code.
At this time, he's very fortunate they didn't have more than one limit in the boat at the time. So he's good on his violation as far as that goes.
Okay, that I understand. Any others?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too, sir. Well, we can go into public comments now. We can go to lunch and then have public comments afterwards. That way, when we get back, we won't have missed any public comments.
Sounds reasonable.
What time do y'all want to reconvene? I can reconvene in 10 minutes.
Good enough.
What time, gentlemen?
12 o'clock.
Let's reconvene. We'll reconvene at 12 o'clock. If we're a little late, well, that's just the way it'll be. Thank you.